AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The coronavirus rescue bill comes up for a final vote soon in the House.
The vote is tomorrow.
It's not going to be a problem.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the eve of what will be the president's most significant legislative achievement so far, a $1.9 trillion relief bill that includes $1,400 checks for most American households.
It is so exciting.
The president said he will sign the bill as soon as he gets it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Buckingham Palace responds to the interview Prince Harry and his wife Meghan had with Oprah Winfrey. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has more.
Long in coming, short on specifics. That's about the best way you can describe the brief statement issued by the royal family. It says the allegations made by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle of racism among some in the royal clan are concerning. But as for there being a public reckoning about those attitudes, the statement says any discussion about the racial climate among members of the royal family will be addressed privately. In the interview that aired in the U.S. on Sunday, Meghan Markle said a member of the royal family raised concerns about how dark her son's skin might be. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
British television host Piers Morgan quit the Good Morning Britain program today after saying he didn't believe a word Meghan said during the interview with Winfrey. He also blamed her for what he calls an onslaught against the royal family. Biden administration press secretary Jen Psaki says there was some dog activity at the White House.
The first family's younger dog, Major, was surprised by an unfamiliar person and reacted in a way that resulted in a minor injury to the individual.
No treatment needed. Psaki says the Biden's two dogs are in Delaware, but will be back at the White House. The NASDAQ posted its biggest day in nearly a year, up 3.7%, 464 points. The Dow rose only 30 points. The S&P gained 54. This is AP News. Some 30% of the people questioned in a latest AP NORC poll say they are dealing with the financial impact of a lost job or drops in household income during this year of the pandemic. College student Kennard Taylor says he had to move back in with his parents.
I was out of a job, had to move back home. I had just bought a car, so it's like I just have too many different bills to pay. And I don't know how I'm going to pay them. So it was really just that hard.
A quarter of all those questions say they know of someone in their household who has been laid off. Hispanics hit the hardest at 38%. Nearly 60% of everyone questioned say they are spending less. Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has signed a bill into law that would ban nearly all abortions in the state, a sweeping measure that supporters hope will force the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit its landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Opponents say they will challenge it before it can be enforced in the summer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.